Arlington. How are you doing? It's a lovely night.
Let's go, Jesus.
now that you've given your age away, now it's over 50 years ago, that record. God, did that go fast? Seriously. Okay. Can you calm down just a touch here? Here's a song, it's called I Used to Be a King.
To do is sing for you all.
Solo is an Englishman, which makes it much easier for me. He's a great guitar player, a great musician, and a fine, fine man, as you're probably going to be listening to. He played lead guitar with Long Justice years ago. He played lead guitar with Sting. And probably more important to you American people, he played lead guitar with Bruce Springsteen. This is Shane Fontaine, everybody. Gentleman on my left, playing the keyboards. We've been making music about 10 years now. He's the B3 organ player in Crosby, Stills and Nash Band, whenever that goes on. He comes from a reasonably small town in Texas called Lubbock. Texas tonight. No one's going to know you after tonight. This is our friend Todd Caldwell, everybody. You know, sometimes a lot of people want to know, especially if you don't write music, you know, a lot of people know, how do you write songs? I mean, where was your head at when you wrote whatever? Right? Here's a good example. In the early 70s, CSNY had done this show in Vancouver, in British Columbia. And it was the last show of the tour, so of course the next day we're going to fly home to our homes in California. And the four of us monkeys piled into the limousine, we went to the airport, and we got to the immigration desk. They let Crosby in. You know where I'm going with this. We'll get through all the others, and they didn't let me in for some reason. There was something wrong with my visa at the time. I was, you know, I was English and musicians union stuff, all kinds of crazy shit. And the man at the immigration desk gave me a run around for a couple of hours there. It was, you know, I don't like to be left out, I'll be honest. I don't. And to see this imaginary line with my three partners on the other side of this imaginary line laughing at me was not good for me. It really pissed me off, I gotta be honest. By the time I got home to my house in San Francisco, I'd already written most of Immigration Man. relevant it is even today. 45 years ago, I wrote that. Crazy out there, isn't it? Never seen it like this. I've been here over 50 years. I've never seen it quite like this. Politically, anyway, I've never seen it quite like this. Okay, I'm talking because I'm trying to calm down after that last song. Here's a song from a record I made many years ago called Songs for Beginners. It's called The Sleep Song. I was kissing your forehead, and you gave a frown, so I kissed you again, and you started waking and put your arms around my waist, just making sure I was there. I found out I'd been dreaming. Some of my bed clothes were still on the floor. And I looked around, realized you were leaving me. I saw the back of your dress as you slipped through the door. I will kiss your eyes open, take off my clothes, and I'll lie by your side. And then I will wait till the Sandman has gone with you. And as you sleepily rise, you'll find I'll be there. My last studio record that we put out a couple of years ago, called This Path Tonight. Been sick to be boarded up. It was a magical set of recordings, really, particularly in this song. This song is called Myself at Last. And what happened is this. We had booked the studio for a Monday, and so of course on a Sunday evening, all the boys take in the equipment and they, you know, unpack the drums and the amps and stuff. and they kind of roughly set it up. And then later in the evening, the band, you know, goes in and we make sure that I can see Shane, who produced the record, you know, and that I can see Todd and I can see the drummer and everything. And then we have to sit down and play something, right? To make sure it's all plugged in right. Myself at Last, which is the second song on the record, was the very first attempt at the very first song we tried. I knew that it was going to be okay. Because that rarely happens, and it's a joy to a musician when you can get a song in one take. So for Amy Granicum, waiting for me in New York City, hopefully. Myself at Last. Light is slowly fading, and the night comes on so fast. I'm drowning in my dreams. It's so hard to fight my past. like a ship without a mast. And then you came and rescued me, and you saved my soul at last. Songs being relevant even today. When I wrote this song, there were only two wars going on. There were big ones, I know, but now there's what, 11 going on as we speak? You don't seem to have learned much, do you?
Thank you.
just blood. I'm actually a vampire. What's the biggest thing you've ever seen in your life? Think about it for a second. Don't tell me you're old man, okay? Just don't go. The biggest thing I ever saw in my life was a blue whale. It was, I was on David's boat with him sailing off the coast of Nicaragua one day, and this creature was longer than David's boat, and David's boat is like 80 feet from one end to the other, right? And this creature was longer than that. An astonishing sight, and an astonishing emotional feeling that it gave me. And so much so that I went down to the lower deck and wrote this song for the great whales called Wind on the Water.
Thank you.
Blackburn, Lancashire. Take a short break for about 20 minutes. Means we can pee, that's for sure. and also, we brought some interesting merchandise out there, some lyrics that I wrote, some photographs I took, some photographs that Amy Grantham took of my last record and stuff. So we'll see you in about 20 minutes. Have a good time. We've got a lot more music to come. Thank you. thank you for staying.
Got a raffle, right? Yeah, yeah. My head is hanging heavy with the thoughts of living by. The sacrilege for us to take advantage of the blind. So tell before you come to me from out of yonder skies. A man's a man who looks a man right between the eyes. Silenced by their own lies. A man's a man who looks a man right between the eyes. So clearly the day that that Stevie's Girls played this song for me. I already didn't know what planet he was from. But this is truly a really beautiful song. Life in strife. He was tired of being poor, and he wasn't into selling door to door. So he worked like the devil to be more.
Mid-70s. It's called Taken It All. We don't get a chance to sing it much, so I'm going to enjoy this. Thank you.
you see by your lonely light of day? Is this road really the only way? Can this road be taken, taken along? Can this road be taken along?
One of the first songs that Shane and I wrote for the last studio record this past night was this song called Golden Days. Just to kind of explain it, the first part is about my time with the Hollies, the second part is about World War II, and the third part is about these Golden Days today. Look, trust me, I know it's fucked out there. I know. But here's what's going on. It's really only the bad news that makes it through your television and through your radio and in your magazines. It's just the way we are as human beings. We like to see snakes, we like to see car crashes. I don't know what that is, but it's part of us, right? But let's remember one thing. There are millions of great things that happen in this country every single day that we go here.
About my friends, we played across the land when music had no end. And so, beginning, we sang with all our hearts and everything we had. Everything we gave came back to everyone in the olden days. Songs with soul and words with so much hope for a bride. Day. Oh, I know that people hurt, but they try to find their way through those broken days. Nowadays it seems that we all need to care and follow all our dreams and answer all our prayers. What happened to all you need is love. Time will always pass. There goes another day, so slowly yet so fast that you can lose your way to these golden days. Songs with soul and words with so much hope for a brighter day. Oh, I know people hurt, but they try to find a better way to these golden days. Olden days, broken days, golden days.
If I sang every song, I would not be here until next Tuesday. One of the things about being old. The morning that Shane and I heard that our friend Lee Von Helm was dying, we decided that we would celebrate his life and try and write a piece of music, as well as mourn his passing as a friend. So for Lee Von, a song that Shane and I wrote called Back Home. Look inside and you will find you. Take your time, 'cause time will take you. And from your sky the sun is falling, and Mother Earth will soon be calling you back home. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes, at the speed of light, time slowly passes, and at the end, I guess nothing matters, so live your life before the wind scatters you back home. As the band plays on and on, take a moment, lay your burden down. Oh.
the band. The band plays on. And from your eyes, the light is fading. And no one knows what will be waiting. So take a breath and take another. And your soul will fly across the border, taking you back home.
I was in Maui one day, and I had a couple of hours to kill before I had to catch a plane back to Los Angeles, where David and Stephen and I were recording. I was at the home of a friend of mine, and I will admit he was a low-level drug dealer. I say little, I mean just a little pot, nothing heavy, you know. And he was my friend, but he had no respect for me. As I got up to leave, he said, "Hey, I'll bet you $500 you can't write a song just before you go." I said, "What was that? How much?" He said, "$500, you can't write a song just before you go." Really?
Yeah. it's easy to get.
If I'd have known he was going to be such a big hit, I'd have written a better song.
That's okay, you love it anyway.
given time. I'll be
I fly to Los Angeles to play a show at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion for Joni Mitchell's 75th birthday. Just saying that is shocking to me. 75, holy fuck. I don't know whether you know this, but a couple of years ago, Joni had a health issue. She had a bleeding brain aneurysm and wasn't found on her kitchen floor for 3 days. We're very lucky that she's alive. She has a fabulous team of people taking care of her. She is walking, she is talking, she is still brilliant. She's going out to see people. Joni Mitchell is on her way back, folks. She's on her way back. Maybe you can help me sing this with Joni.
I'll light the fire. You replace the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Thank you.
To Mr. Todd Caldwell and Mr. Shane Bartell. show, when I was introducing Todd, I mentioned that he comes from a small town in Texas called Lubbock. And of course, everybody in Texas knows that that's exactly where Buddy Holly came from. It was Buddy's birthday about a week ago. He would have been, I don't know, 76 or something. I mean, you know, the guy only recorded for 15 months. Can you believe all that shit that he made in 15 months? Incredible. Anyway, in honor of Buddy, we'd like to do this song for you. Video for this song. I wrote this song a long, long time ago, and the reason why I made the new video was this, that I know that we have a lot to teach our kids, but we have an awful lot to learn from them also. And when those terrible shootings went down at Parkland in Florida, I took tremendous energy from the passion of the kids. They are finally realizing that politics is not just for adults. Politicians are ruling their very lives. And if they keep up this passion and this energy about getting people to vote and not taking money from the NRA and the gun lobby, I think those kids are doing fantastic. And the brand new video for Teaching Children is on YouTube. Check it out. Let's do this for every single teacher in the world.
Must have it all that you can. all the tender years. And I know the bits that your elders grew by. And so please help them with your youth. Cause they see the truth of with all they can hide.
Thank you.